It's very disappointing for the hospitality sector that the VAT rate hasn't changed. And I mean, there's been a lot of talk about this, about small and medium businesses trying to survive, and they certainly will not survive with the VAT rate at the high it is. I was expecting that it would come down to the 9% in this region of Donegal, where we depend totally on tourism. This is not acceptable. You know, when we have government TDs coming on now and saying, you know, that they will try and do something about it, you know, but it's too late. The budget is over. The horse has left the stable, and we are stuck with the VAT rate of 13.5%. You know, there's been discussion in the council chamber for the past year and a half. At every meeting, the VAT rate has been brought up. And I can't understand why it couldn't have been reduced. We're trying to promote the area. We're trying to make businesses stay, that they can stay open all year round. This is not going to happen. And certainly there's no incentive for young people to stay, to start up their own business because of the rate of VAT. It's terrible and it's unacceptable. And, you know, the government should take a look at themselves of what they've done to the hospitality sector, which is a very important sector in the whole of the country.
As you mentioned there, Councillor, elected representatives have said today that they will be hoping to secure some kind of relief for the industry going forward, but you are disappointed that it didn't come to pass yesterday.
Well, I mean, budget day was yesterday. I don't know what they're going to come forward with. If they're going to come forward with something they want to say it tomorrow or say it today, it hasn't happened in the budget. All it has done is put people into a very, very serious position to see if they will be fit to sustain their businesses, and especially small businesses who are trying to keep the door open and to keep a couple of staff employed. I think it's impossible. We have the situation where we have the heavy-duty tax on filling stations all across the border as well, and these people will be going over to the city councils to get diesel, petrol and oil and whatever, and they'll also be getting different things when they're over there. So the government did not look at the situation properly, and I think it's just very, very, very sad and shameful.